Life Audio.
When we read the Bible, we can't always predict the ways the Lord is going to use His Word to speak to our hearts. Sometimes He surprises us. Other times, He convicts and corrects us. Frequently, He encourages us and reminds us that we aren't alone in this world. I'm so grateful that we have this time together every day to see what the Lord has in store for us in His Word, and we'll be looking at it together in just a moment. But before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, which says, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." There are concepts in the Bible that are so deep and meaningful that they deserve deeper explanation. And one of those concepts is mentioned in this passage of Scripture. It's the concept of propitiation. For most of us, that's probably not a familiar term. So what does it mean? Well, Scripture teaches us that Jesus came into this world to accomplish something for us that we were completely incapable of accomplishing for ourselves. He came to be the propitiation for our sins, which means He came to satisfy the wrath of God toward our sin and permanently reconcile us to God. This was done as an expression of love on behalf of God the Father toward humanity. This means that if we have genuine faith in Jesus, His payment for sin is applied to our account, and we no longer need to live distantly from God. Today, Jesus invites you to rejoice in the fact that through Him you are welcomed into the presence of God. Your relationship with God is restored. Though you were once an object of wrath, you are now a recipient of mercy. This is the message He invites you to preach to your heart today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to meditate on deeper concepts that are presented in Your Word that display to us what You've done on our behalf. Lord, we're grateful for this portion of Scripture that speaks about this concept of propitiation. And we recognize, Lord, that that's not a term we typically throw around. It's not really a term that we tend to think about very often. But here You explain to us that this is what You've done on our behalf. Your Son, Jesus Christ, came to this earth to satisfy Your wrath towards sin. Through Your Son, we are reconciled to You. We were distant from You, but now we're brought near. We were objects of Your wrath, but now we're objects of Your mercy. We're grateful that these things have been done for us because we couldn't do them for ourselves. We couldn't restore the damaged relationship that we had with You on our own. But through Your Son, this is now accomplished. And we're grateful for this reminder from Your Word. Lord, thank You again for the ways in which You choose to show Your love toward us. We're grateful to no longer be objects of Your wrath. We're grateful to have a future in Your presence that's secure. And we're thankful for this reminder from Your Word today. We commit this day to Your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.